I have heard that one of the poskim, I believe it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, said to kiss a Sefer Torah by touching the Torah and then kissing their hand is not proper. One does not accomplish anything by kissing one's hand. Does the Rav know of any sources in defense of this common practice? Thank you. Okay, the truth is like this. The Or Tzadikim, written by the Maram Papris, who was a Mekubal, says, in fact, that one should not kiss his hand after touching the Sefer Torah, but rather he should embrace the Sefer Torah and kiss it mamish. But the Shari Ephraim brings down that if one can't embrace the Torah, he can't get that close or whatever, then he should touch the Torah and kiss his hand. And the idea of kissing one's hand is that since the Torah, you touch the Torah, the hand got an imparted Kedusha on it, you're kissing the Kedusha of the hand. And that's what the Kitzur Shalosh says, that you're kissing the Roshem, the impression of Kedusha that your hand got by touching the Sefer Torah. And it's interesting that Rav Henkin held that one should not kiss the Sefer Torah directly, both for hygienic reasons, right? People leave their spittle and on the Sefer Torah, and it's not hygienic, and also it's dirties the mantle of the Sefer Torah. But rather, one should touch the Sefer Torah and kiss his hand, and so that's the Shari Ephraim brings down from the Kitzur Shalot. So some hold it's preferable to actually hug and kiss the Sefer Torah, but if you can't, then touching it and kissing your hand, and even some say if you're far away, just pointing at it and kissing your finger is something that is beneficial. And if you, according to some, like Rav Henkin, it's better to touch the Sefer Torah and kiss your hand in all situations.